This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer, Jonathan E.
Hey, Jonathan's here. So is me. I said that wrong. It's Robert Scott Bell. Hey, Jonathan, thank you for covering last week while I was up there at the Health Freedom Congress in Minnesota. You and Norm, as always, did a great job, and it's just good to be back with you.
Well, my pleasure, Robert, and it's great to have you back, my good man.
Yeah, you know, it's very rare that I have to miss a show, and I'm just so glad that you're there to back it up. So, and our friend at Genesis Communications Network, Ted Anderson, I dropped in and said hello last week. He says hello to you especially, and appreciates all that you're doing.
Well, that's just great. Ted's great, and the whole network's fabulous, and they're particularly wise to have Robert Scott Bell on. That's my view.
Well, we've got a lot of things to discuss this hour. Hopefully we'll hear from Cheryl Chumley. We'll get Norm Singleton on as well from the Campaign for Liberty. The Constitution class, just a real heads-up reminder, Saturday the 13th with my good friend Michael Badnarik, and there's information in the show notes. The 14th is the Second Amendment Marksmanship Training with, ironically, a former British Special Forces officer who is now an American, which is kind of cool, isn't it?
That's very cool, Robert. Yeah. You're doing the spade work, my good man, trying to keep liberty alive.
That's right.
Trying circumstances, though.
We got to do it locally, too, and that's the point. But here we are with the sacred fire of liberty, letting the world know them. So, Jonathan, let them have it.
Well, Robert, we know the Clinton tax and regulation plan. We know the Trump tax and regulation plan, and there couldn't be a more stark contrast. Good old Hillary Clinton is going to bury the United States in a mountain of taxes and regulation. And the Tax Foundation and the American Action Forum have each done a detailed assessment of her plans, and here's what we've got. $1.3 trillion in new taxes. $2.2 trillion will be added to the deficit. That's the annual cost of government. $25.825 trillion in debt will be amassed by 2026. The Tax Foundation predicts a loss of 300,000 full-time jobs due to the Clinton plan. You can shave off 0.8% in wages for employed workers, so there's not anticipated any increase in the pay going to workers. The GDP is anticipated to drop by as much as 1%. Now, we're at 1.2%, so that means to zero, effectively. Capital investment will drop by 3%. This is what she has in store for us: a 30% minimum tax on those earning $100,000 or more. That is a minimum tax, which ups the tax rate. She's going to increase the evil estate tax, and although they say otherwise, capital gains taxes. She's going to raise the top rate from 34% to 36% for singles earning over couples earning over $140,000 a year, and to 36%. For singles earning above $115,000 a year, 10% surtax on all taxable income over $250,000, an additional flat 10% tax on everybody earning over $250,000, a fuel tax increases in Social Security taxes, The corporate tax rate will be increased to 36% from 34%.
Oh, that'll bring corporations from around the world back to the United States.
Absolutely. You know it. She's looking out for you.
Yeah.
And then major Defense Department cuts in order to reduce the cost of the operation of government. She plans major Defense Department cuts at exactly the wrong time. So then let's compare that with the Trump plan. Steve Moore, a good friend of mine at the Cato Institute, was instrumental in producing this plan. Trump cuts tax rates. He cuts the tax bracket rates from 7 to 3 tax brackets, and the 3 remaining tax brackets would be 12%, 25%, and 33%. Many workers would not be taxed at all under the Trump plan. He eliminates the estate tax. He cuts business taxes from 35% down to 15%, which will cause an economic boom in the country and will massively expand opportunities for employment and investment. Moratorium on new regulation. He eliminates EPA regulation and others that block business development, particularly in the energy sector and oil sector and coal sectors. So contrast that with the enormous increase in taxation and regulation that is offered by Hillary Clinton, and I think that you have no choice in this election. I mean, Hillary has written herself out of economic reality. She's promising to destroy this country. That's what her program is.
Jonathan, I think you've overlooked something very important. Hillary's going to save us, and here's why. She's going to take at least some of that tax revenue and create jobs. That's what she said. She's going to create jobs. Like, the government can create jobs because they know exactly what industries are viable and people want to buy stuff from. So she's going to create jobs, and we'll all be good.
Right. It's very fortunate that we have someone who has a mind like Hillary Clinton who can determine for all of us in the private sector what we ought to be doing with our time. Excellent, really, because without her, my goodness, how could this country... Oh, I guess it did operate for over 220 years on its own without government controlling every aspect of production. Well, what she would like to do, remember, she's advocating something that they don't take into account. She's advocating the single-payer, that is, socialized medicine system, where there would be national health insurance. Every country, no country our size has ever dared do this, but former Soviet Union. Every country that does this experiences a massive increase in the national debt. So she's on a government take-over-the-marketplace agenda.
Yes.
And it's ruinous, absolutely ruinous to the engine that creates everything productive in our society. It's punishing to people who are productive, and it is generous only to itself, because those who think they're going to get great economic benefits out of this, who have their hands extended, think twice, because the money isn't going to be there. It's going to be wrapped up in all these programs, but ultimately it's not going to reach the people who need it. You watch. That's been the history of big government since the New Deal. It has never worked. We still have mass poverty. We still have unemployment. We still have economic doldrums. We still have hard times. Government has not been heaven. It has not been a panacea. It's been the opposite.
Yeah, I've talked about the outcomes. If you say at a certain point, when you continue to insist that a certain method will achieve a certain result and it doesn't, but you continue to insist it, at a certain point you realize that it's not going to work and you do it anyway because you have no intent to see that it works. You don't mind the destruction of these United States for other purposes. Trump, like I said, I don't buy that he's a constitutionalist. I do believe he loves this country and he does want to see good things happen to it. I don't have a question of the sincerity of Trump like I do of Clinton. But there's some experience perhaps lacking in terms of how to tackle the oligarchy. I mean, would he dare propose something like freedom? And I want to hear more like that in health and healing. Right? Is anybody capable of saying, you know what, we need to bring freedom back into the equation, not, government control that's already experienced?
Well, on the economic side of things, he's decidedly in favor of individuals retaining income and of corporations retaining their income. And that means that he's willing to cede control. The government plan that Hillary has is really just an affirmation that government needs to control far more of your income and therefore your lives than ever before. And the Trump plan is going in the other direction. It's trusting in the American people, as Ronald Reagan did, to decide for themselves what is in their own best interest, to invest their own money and keep their own money and not be dictated to by the federal government. Likewise, with the promise to put a moratorium on regulation, you'll never hear that come out of the lips of Hillary Clinton, and elimination of a lot of regulation. So this is a plan to decentralize and reduce the power and scope of the federal government from Trump, and the opposite from Hillary Clinton, to vastly expand the power and scope of government, to create a huge $1.3 trillion increase in taxes, sucking all that money out of the private sector, and having government determine what to do with more of your money. And, you know, that whole idea is so repulsive. We've witnessed what has happened from a government that has the highest corporate tax rate in the world and that taxes and regulates the typical American into oblivion. And this person in Hillary Clinton wants to do a lot more of that. Mm-hmm. So if you think you are better off over the last 4 years than you were before, then enjoy the massive transfer of power and liberty to the federal government that Hillary brings.
Yeah, and Jonathan, really... I don't believe there's a groundswell of support for Hillary. I believe that there's probably, and I know that Trump has his haters, right? But I don't think it's even a close race if reality were set in and the mainstream media had to cover this honestly. They are propping her up like Weekend at Bernie's. I call it Weekend at Hillary's. That she is so dysfunctional at this point. The people on the left, those that wanted Bernie, do not like Hillary Clinton. Most of them don't appear to be willing to bite their lip and vote for her just because they're moving on to others or just sitting it out. So I think
she's utterly repulsive. I mean, she is the most corrupt public servant in American history. No one comes close. Her record of corruption, and now the information that's coming out that the media doesn't seem to want to cover, except for perhaps Fox News, is the email evidence now that has come out showing that the Clinton Foundation was receiving money and Hillary Clinton was doing favors for those that were identified as big donors to the Clinton Foundation. Totally corrupt. Violation of federal law, absolutely.
While she gets away with it. While she was at the State Department, and there's more coming. They're a bit nervous. WikiLeaks claims that there's more to come, and she might not make it through the election. I'm saying there's a lot of things happening behind the scenes. We're going to talk about it with Jonathan Emort when we come back on the Sacred Fire of Liberty.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swung up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Sacred Fire Liberty Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Norm Singleton will join us from the Campaign for Liberty in just a little bit. Talking with Jonathan, of course, emord.com, linked up in the show notes. And, Jonathan, the influence peddling you mentioned at the State Department while she was there working as Secretary of State. I mean, we've talked about other things where you perceived that she would end up being indicted and she wasn't. The fix was in, apparently. But there could be more information coming out that'll be making it even more difficult, or is it all going to be considered, oh, that's just the same issue, we've already been down that road?
Well, I hope it's not the latter. We started off with the excellent book by Peter Schweitzer, Clinton Cash, which has just been turned into a graphic novel type thing. The evidence of her influence peddling activity is pretty strong. I mean, we have email correspondence coming from the Clinton Foundation to Huma Abedin, others who are her top aides, asking for favors for particular people or giving money to the Clinton Foundation, and a response from them indicating a willingness to do that. The Clinton campaign has tried to dismiss that based on the rather superficial argument that, well, that's my aides, that's not me, Hillary Clinton. I didn't write the response. And no, I didn't ever grant privileges of any kind, but that's contradicted by virtue of the fact that this one chap who is a major funder for the Clinton Foundation was given actually a position on an advisory committee when he had absolutely no background in the subject matter, and it dealt with nuclear proliferation, among other things. So, you see, this is a government-for-hire type operation. Remember, Bill Clinton used to sell the Lincoln Room, right?
That's right, yes.
I mean, these people are really willing to do extraordinary things to line their own pockets at the expense of the public. And I think a lot more of that is going to come out. We'll see what Julian Assange puts out. But if it's more of this sort of thing, I think it's going to be very damaging. And I believe that she is, without question, the most corrupt public official on the federal level to ever be. We've got the email scandal at the State Department with all of her emails going to her private server, violating the Freedom of Information Act, the Espionage Act. We have numerous instances where she is apparently coddling particular people who are major financial supporters. We have her relationship with Wall Street, which she utterly repudiated during the campaign with Bernie Sanders, but that actually lingers on with her receiving the largest campaign contributions from Wall Street. By contrast, Donald Trump has received something like $15,000 from Wall Street. It really is a marked contrast when it comes to integrity, honesty. Hillary is down in the dumps. I mean, based on her public service.
Right. So, Jonathan, what would you advise a Donald Trump candidate at this point? You know, with your vast experience, you served during the Reagan administration as such, and you have a sense of, I think this could be a slam dunk election, but there's certain things that he's tripping up on.
Well, he's got to realize that offhand comments are a danger for him, that if you prefer to attack someone personally, it's going to redound to your detriment potentially, and there's no need for it. So he's got to keep his foot out of his mouth, and he's got to focus on the issues. This economic split here between what he stands for and what Hillary stands for is an outstanding campaign issue for him. People trust him on the economy. They trust him on economic growth and issues related to that. He needs to drive that home. He needs to go into Hispanic communities with business leaders from the Hispanic community, explain to them his plan, and then invite them to be participants in bringing about an economic renaissance in depressed minority communities. He needs to go about articulating what his position is on honesty in government. He needs to start a campaign for ridding the corruption in the Obama administration, including getting sweeping out of office people like Hillary Clinton. He needs to promise to set up a czar to go through and tear apart the corruption within the federal government. He likewise needs to develop his position on deregulation. He needs to meet with industry leaders who are suffering under the weight of all of these regulations, hear from them what regulations need to be cut out, and then pronounce that he's going to identify one of them to be his deregulation czar, and to come out with specific proposals to cut regulations to liberate the marketplace.
Well, there's some good sage advice if anybody's listening and you want to put that into the ear of a Donald Trump. That'd be all right. We got lots more broadcast healing, political healing to go. Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com, right here on GCN and around the world. Across the pond, they listen on UK Health Radio as well. Back with Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty after this brief break.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Upcoming events, see in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Constitution class with a good buddy, Michael Badnarik, this weekend, Lakeside Inn, Mount Dore, Florida. That hotel has been operating continuously since 1883. How many hotels do you know have been open since 1883?
That couple, the Willard.
Yeah, well, but down in Florida, no, that doesn't happen. So here it is. We've got a great historic place to be together, and we'll be talking about the history of the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and what it means today when it's been abandoned by so many. So you got time to sign up. See us in the Orlando area this very weekend. Now, we got Norm Singleton joining us from the Campaign for Liberty, and we share that love of liberty with you, Norm. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Great to be back with you guys.
Hope everything's well with you too, and well with everybody else in the audience.
Yeah, exactly. We're looking at the Hillary, I think, a crumbling, although I know the mainstream media, CNN, not going to cover it as a crumbling. But every day I watch what she's doing, including what Jonathan reviewed about her economic plan. It's absolutely so disastrous that, you know, you find fewer and fewer people willing to actually say, yep, I'm voting for Hillary. And so based on that, I'm thinking, this is not a close race. It's only Trump against himself. And, of course, you know, will there be third party significance, if you will, in this election cycle? I don't know, Norm. What are you sensing?
Well, it looks like if you look at the polls, it's possible because you have Gary Johnson polling remarkably well for a quote, third party unquote candidate. You have Jill Stein of the Green Party seeming to catch on and doing a good job trying to outreach to the so-called Bernie bros and the dissatisfied Bernie Sanders supporters. So yeah, this could turn out to be the year for a third party to make a big impact. And of course, today we saw Hillary Clinton unveil her economic plan, and it's interesting that what she proposes is more of the same. When she talks about big government being she has a role for the private sector in big government in her government plans, but she's going to raise taxes for the rich. What that means is that she's going to continue a huge government, but it's going to be one that'll dole out favors. And it's kind of, if you look at the Clinton Foundation, and if you look at going back to the 90s when they kind of paved the way for Democrats to forge a relationship with Wall Street, she is embracing kind of her family's or her husband's business model, to be blunt about it. Mm-hmm. And it's just their way of doing business.
Yeah. Well, again, same doubling down on it. And they have to know that this would be destructive to the economy. There are enough reports on it that says to me that they're invested in the destruction of the economy for some other purpose. I mean, at a certain point, I just got to conclude that, because why else would they do it?
Well, I think that in a lot of ways, it's the they don't see it because it doesn't affect them. And what they see is that this is because, having spent a lot of time on the Hill, I can tell you it's amazing how many people in both parties to varying degrees think that a mixed economy is the path towards prosperity, and they don't understand that the what they need is a true free market. On the other side of it is they're either delusional or they're just venal, in that what they really care about is their short-term plundering and enhancing their power, and they just don't care about that. And in some ways, we're better off with a Bill Clinton who is in the great American tradition of the roguish politician, the machine politician, who really is just in it for self-enhancement, self-glory, and personal gratification and graft, as opposed to someone like Hillary, who has always seemed to be more of the one who actually is foolish enough to believe her own propaganda and believe that she is engaged in social and political and economic uplift for the masses and trying to create a utopia on Earth. Because, as C.S. Lewis famously pointed out, the type of tyranny that's represented by the sincere do-gooder like Hillary is much worse than the type of tyranny that's represented by someone who just wants to take to use government power to take part of the loot. Because a crook's, a thief's power and greed, lust for power and wealth, can be satisfied. but a do-gooder is a sincere do-gooder. Their desire to do uplift doesn't stop. It will insert itself into every crack of the nation of your life, and that's why today we see Michelle Obama telling us what foods we can eat. We see the leftist do-gooders trying to censor hateful speech and telling people what bathroom, who, telling private property owners who can and cannot use which bathroom.
Yeah.
You do see it on the right in terms of some of the moralistic, moral laws that, they try to put in, although contrary to myth, leftist myth, I think that a lot of the so-called Christian right is actually more motivated by kind of a defensive, at least in today's context, a defensive reaction against the onslaught of a very aggressive secular state, as opposed to maybe what it once was, which was cheerleading a very aggressive state. And unfortunately, that could change, because we saw it change during the Bush administration, and maybe that would happen in the next Republican administration, but I hope not.
Right. Now, the destruction of healthcare, I perceive, over the last 100-plus years is every intervention that's happened via government has destroyed the market for real healthcare, real healing, the freedom of choice of the American people. Here in Florida, I've met with doctors, I've talked with them from all backgrounds. And interesting, the DOs here, which have the equivalency of MDs, they're still licensed, but for some reason in Florida, they've got a lot more leeway to innovate. And those that have pulled out of the insurance schemes mandated by government are actually doing well. They're providing services that are more in line with what people want nowadays. And Jonathan, you know, we've talked about the issue of licensure over the years. People are still under the perception that it's designed to protect the public, when in reality, it protects monopoly interest of an economic group.
That's right. You know, when it comes to Hillary Clinton's plan, I must say that, first, with regard to Hillary Clinton, I don't think she has a sincere bone in her body. I just don't think there is one. I don't think she believes in anything, frankly, other than herself. And I think that this plan is highly cynical. It panders to those that are likely to enable her to have the largest number of votes, free tuition, free health care. It punishes those that have no voting power to speak of, those who are in the top 1% of the earning class in this country. And it savages them, and it doesn't, and that's a very populist type of approach to steal from the rich, give to the poor, mass redistribution, which is what she's standing for. But it's a highly cynical position, and Norm has brought out some of that cynicism about basically Clinton Inc., how they use the threat of regulation and of legislation that will harm industry to basically get the industry players to line up and bow down to them and to dump money in their general direction. That's what this is all about. This is all about a cynical plan to dupe the American people into thinking that there's actually going to be a system that will rob the rich and will give to the poor. Well, what's going to happen is they may have some robbery taking place, but it's not going to be the rich. It's going to be everybody. And it's going to result in a massive increase in the federal government. And those players who will come to the government hat in hand and be willing to do whatever the government wants will be ones who will get special favors on a individualized basis, like Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton have been famous for throughout their careers. This is a plan for corruption, and it is a highly cynical plan. It panders to those who will give them the most votes. She's big on pandering. She'll pander to any group. She'll say anything. And she's a very, very dishonest person. She's very shallow. And when you contrast that with the plan that Steve Moore from Cato helped develop for Trump, and that Trump has endorsed, that's a strictly pro-free market growth plan. I mean, to eliminate the estate tax, as evil as can be, and to cut the tax rates down to 12, 25, and 33%, three brackets instead of seven, and to cut business taxes from a high of 35% down to 15%, it's an economic renaissance that's going to cause, and a moratorium on new regulation. I mean, this is everything that you would really want from, reasonably expect from, a traditional party candidate, but never got. I mean, Romney never was bold enough to propose anything close to this. And here you have a huge contrast. But Trump's not pandering here. I mean, he's not going after all students with a free tuition or all Americans who are in need of health insurance or health coverage with a socialized medicine plan or anything else that would bankrupt the country. And that's the difference. You got someone here who has a sincere plan, and you get another person who has a totally fraudulent plan that could never work, that would destroy the country if actually implemented, and who's cynically using it to try to get as many votes as she possibly can.
Well, this is a fascinating reveal here as the election season gets closer to the voting time, and I'm glad that, Jonathan, you're here as well as Norm to cover it with us together and give perspective. One of the things I want to hit after this coming break, Norm, we talked about it briefly off the air, was about the nature of money, perhaps. Did a court recently rule on Bitcoin, and what does that relate to the way the government tries to attack and snare and trap people in laws that are broken, but maybe they're not laws, maybe they're regulations? Maybe you can clear up this mess. There's an article, we have it linked in the show notes to the Campaign for Liberty blog site. And we'll get to that and more with Jonathan E. Moore and Norm Singleton after the break. Once again, links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. And if you'd like to call in, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird! It's a plane!
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, Jonathan E. Moore, of course, author of, well, The Rise of Tyranny and Restore the Republic. Two great books you should read. Norm Singleton, heading up the Campaign for Liberty, following up in Ron Paul's footsteps. And talking money now. That was a big discussion point for Ron Paul, attacking the Fed. What is real money? Bitcoin came about, cryptocurrencies. And you've got a blog post up there at the Campaign for Liberty about this issue. And it can be complicated, Norm. I don't know. Is there any way to simplify what the courts ruled on this thing?
Well, I think what it was, the feds tried to prosecute a guy under money laundering statutes for trying to make under the table payments to somebody who, an undercover officer, to purchase fake credit cards. And the judge said that because he was going to use bitcoins, which is a digital currency that is not recognized by the IRS as a currency, he could not be prosecuted. The federal agency in charge of enforcing money laundering, FinCEN, actually says that Bitcoin qualifies as a currency for purpose of federal money laundering. Interestingly, the IRS doesn't recognize it as a currency because it's easier to tax it if they don't treat it as a currency. Whereas FinCEN, it's easier for them to extend the reach of their money laundering laws if it's a currency. So you have two, if it's a currency, so you have two federal agencies basically saying different things about the same thing, both of which are saying it in the way that's most beneficial to expanding their power. But that said, I find it, there are, even though it may make it harder to prosecute money laundering, that's actually a good thing. I think that people like the person in question here should be prosecuted for fraud and the underlying crime, not the facilitation of the crime via the phony crime of money laundering, because that opens up all this structuring and erosion of our financial privacy. But I think that the fundamental question that most people seem to be overlooking is, why is the government telling us what money is, what currency is? Money is just the unit of exchange we use in our transactions. Shouldn't that be defined by the marketplace? And one of the ways that I think we got off the rails in economic history was that the simple fact of saying that money should be defined by the government, not the market. If people want to use paper, that's fine. If they want to use paper issued by the Federal Reserve, that's fine. But as long as they have the choice of using gold, silver, bitcoins, cigarettes, or whatever they wish to use.
But isn't it about the control of the people through, let's say, taxation, right? Which does alter behavior. You know, it limits economic freedom when they can, you know, tag on to the use of specific things, or in their case, anything that they can.
Right. It's taxation, but it's also making it easier to finance a welfare regulatory state via inflation. Because when the government controls and define what the currency is, you can it's very easy for them to force us to
see, we got a welfare state via inflation.
Very easy, right.
Yeah, it Jonathan,
it's very easy to devalue the currency.
Right. Jonathan, we got about a minute left. I know economic policy and monetary policy, detailed, and you can get lost like it's a sticky wicket, as they say in Great Britain. But how do you make this thing clear?
Well, I think Norm's right. I mean, we don't want a situation where the government has total control over our lives by virtue of the fact that they can dictate how money, a specific fiat currency, is spent. And we had this unwritten rule until Obamacare that the government could not compel us to expend our after-tax dollars in a particular way. Well, that's gone now with the president, the horrible president from Obamacare. And so having a fiat currency and excluding all others creates a total government control scenario that's very unattractive for those of us who value liberty.
Yeah. I would like to hear Trump talk more about the Federal Reserve and his perspective there, but we'll leave it at that for the moment. Thank you to Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. Thank you to Jonathan Emord for the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Appreciate you so much. Folks, we'll be back after the news, reminding you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.